Touchstone held its first Sunday morning worship service the first Sunday of October 2004, a little over 11 years ago. Some of you were here that day. We met in the community center at what was known at that time as Hamilton Street Park. It has since been renamed to Jane Steele Park. For those of you who are not familiar with the park, it's about a mile northwest from where we're at right here. We then moved here to the Carmichael Seventh-day Adventist Church for Sunday morning worship services in February of 2008, and we've been here ever since, nearly 8 years. This is a lovely facility. It's actually one of the nicest churches in the Sacramento metropolitan area. We have been blessed to be able to use it for our Sunday morning services, no doubt about it. One of the things I've always been a little apprehensive about using this place is the step down in fancy that it would be for us when we moved from here. There's just no way we would ever be able to replace all of the amenities that we have here. But the reality is, this place is not ours. We pay to use it for a few hours on Sundays. That's it. We have no permanent presence here. We're not allowed to change anything that may not be to our liking here. We are little more than borrowers of someone else's property for a few hours a week. That's it. We've been looking for a permanent home from the first day the Touchstone started. All the places that we have looked at over the last 10 plus years have been dead ends for one reason or another. Too big, too small, too expensive, too far away, bad location, not enough parking, not enough ceiling height in the sanctuary, not enough classroom space for kids, no place for kids to play. Well, I'm pleased to report that we have found a place. An actual church came on the market a few weeks ago, about a mile from here, which meets all of the essential criteria for us. We made an offer to purchase it, and that offer was accepted. So we're now in the process of obtaining financing, having the property inspected, and getting all of the other various things done that are required to complete the sale. So barring any unforeseen things that might come up and kill the deal, Touchstone will have a new home soon. Our own home. I want to caution everybody that the sale is still contingent upon us getting the financing and the various inspections being acceptable to us and the bank and so forth. Until all of those things have been accomplished, the sale isn't final, but initial indications all point to good and go. Okay? One of the questions that someone may be asking, and actually I had several people ask me almost immediately when they heard that we were looking at purchasing this property. I said, well, why move? The SDA facility is great. Why would we leave here? The SDA facility is great as far as it goes, but it isn't ours. It isn't ours. As I pointed out a moment ago, it's only ours to use a few hours a week. It's not ours. This was never, ever intended to be our permanent church home. It's always just been a temporary stop on the journey. Our current situation puts a number of limits on what we are able to do as a church. And I fear we have been doing this temporary church thing for so long that some of us have forgotten about many of the things that a church typically has, which we have learned to do without because of our situation. I asked the staff to help me make a list of some of the reasons to have our own church facility rather than continue to use the SDA church here. So in no particular order, I give you a shotgun, machine gun blast of some of these. We'll have our own place to do weddings and funerals and receptions and similar gatherings. We'll have a place for doing fellowship gatherings whenever we want, rather than squeezing a couple of very select events in between the SDA's own calendar of events. We'll have a place to do community outreach events, concerts, special worship nights, Easter and harvest and Christmas stuff. We'll be able to use the place whenever we want to, however we want to. We won't have the confusion that exists now for new people who are trying to decipher between what's Touchstone and what's the SDA and what's that other church using the youth chapel on the other end of the campus and who's who and what's what. The entire place will reflect our values and our beliefs, our personality, our style of ministry and worship. Only our literature will be available around the place. Only our artwork and our decoration will be up. People will be able to find Touchstone throughout the week and not just on Sunday mornings for about 3 hours. We'll have an established, visible presence in the community every day, all day. We won't have to set up and tear down every Sunday. Where we essentially erase our presence from the building every week. We'll have a place to do a midweek service with adults and children and youth all at the same location. Children's ministry will have all of their resources for lessons and such stored and available in the same location as the classroom rather than having to haul everything back and forth from our two locations. A more immersive environment can be created in the children's classrooms that's consistent with and enhances their learning experience. Children's classrooms can have their own kids' artwork up on the walls. They can take real ownership of their classrooms. The whole children's ministry will feel more inviting and stable to families instead of portable and temporary. We'll have a place to do things like vacation Bible school and Awana if we want to. We'll have a place for childcare when we do adult gatherings like women's gig and married life and so forth. We'll have a place to do special large group gatherings at our own location rather than renting an off-site facility. There'll be multiple rooms available on the same night of the week to do small group gatherings and worship rehearsal and other meetings without everyone running over the top of one another. The worship team will be able to rehearse in the same space that they play on Sundays. There will be a place to have midweek youth group gatherings and activities. We'll no longer have to describe where we meet for Sunday and how that's different from where we meet the rest of the week. And it gets confusing for ourselves as we try to describe this, much less the poor people trying to follow what we're saying. Having our own facility will open up lots of opportunities that we have not ever had available to us before. So, what is this new place, Jeff? Let's get on with it, bro. All right. Just got to build up some anticipation there, right? First, where it's located. Hopefully you can make out that map. You see the Touchstone meeting space at 4441 Auburn Boulevard. Our Sunday worship where we are now is at 4600 Winding Way, corner of Winding Way in Pasadena. That's where we're at today. You're like, oh, that's where that is. But if you go up near the top of the map, it says Touchstone's future home, 5300 Madison Avenue. Rather than being tucked away in a neighborhood hard to find and getting no drive-by exposure to the public, this property is just a mile down Madison Avenue from the freeway, making it very easy to find. Madison Avenue is a major thoroughfare which will give us a lot of drive-by exposure to the public. And finally, Hemlock, the street that runs along the west side of the property. It runs along the north side of the American River College, about a half mile down the street to the south. The location is fantastic. The lot, this is an aerial view pulled off of Google. It's kind of scrappy looking, but you can get the idea. It's about 1.8 acres. Total building space that we will have available to us is 14,700 square feet. The sanctuary building is 4,200 square feet, includes the sanctuary with seating for about 220 and several adjoining rooms. Our plan will be, obviously, to go to two Sunday morning services when we move, giving us room to grow and providing people with more options. The two-story multi-purpose building is another 10,500 square feet. It includes the lobby, a fellowship hall, a large kitchen, children's classrooms, youth rooms, offices, and storage rooms. The lot has about 120 parking spaces in addition to a large enclosed children's play area. There's a lot of additional off-site parking if it is needed. And then here are some photos of some of the interior spaces. Here's the sanctuary. Here's the entrance to the sanctuary. Here's a shot of the lobby. Another picture of the lobby. That one was kind of distorted and somehow. There's some of the restrooms, children's classroom, another classroom, another classroom, another classroom. Here's a hallway, so you know what that looks like. Here's the fellowship hall. Notice that pass-through window there. That's the kitchen. Immediately off to fellowship hall, and here's another shot of the kitchen. Pretty amazing, huh? For that. Can't wait till men's breakfast comes. And Greg Ampey's making pancakes on that stove. Well, let's talk money and labor for a moment. Money is a sore subject for a lot of people in churches, and for good reasons. There's been a lot of ugly abuse that's happened over the years in one way or another. Here at Touchstone, we have tried to always keep the focus on Jesus Christ rather than money. We rarely talk about money. We don't take time in the middle of our worship services to receive an offering. We have offering boxes in the back of the church for those who want to support the church financially. I mean, that's pretty much it. But money is necessary in this world that we live in to purchase goods and services and pay taxes and such. In fact, even Jesus had to pay taxes with money. Matthew 17:24 is a little quick story about Jesus paying his taxes. It says, when they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the two drachma tax went up to Peter and said, does your teacher not pay the tax? He said, yes. When he came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first saying, what do you think, Simon? From who do kings of the earth take toll or taxes, from their sons or from others? And when he said from others, Jesus said to him, then the sons are free. However, not to give offense to them, go to the sea and cast a hook and take the first fish that comes up. And when you open its mouth, you'll find a shekel. Take that and give it to them for me and for yourself. I would like to be able to have Jesus give us all the money we need from the mouth of a fish. That'd be pretty cool. But instead, we've learned from the example of the first century church in the book of Acts that we are to share our resources with one another to meet the needs of the church. I don't want to have a building campaign to raise money for this project, and we're not going to have a building project fund campaign to raise money. We've been saving for the past 11 years for the day when we would be able to get our own place. And I'm happy to report that God has blessed our church so that we will be able to make the needed down payment to buy this property. There's a lot of maintenance and repair work on the place that has not been done over the last several years. Some of it needs to be done before we move in, and a lot of it should be done before we move in. There's also some modernizing and remodeling that we would like to do before moving in to bring the place up to a level that we would all be pleased with, improve its curb appeal, and that kind of thing. The place is a fixer-upper. That's what we can afford. We can afford a fixer-upper. And in order to do all of the fixing up that we would like to do, we're going to need more money than what we have saved at the moment. And this is where you and I come in. I'm asking that every one of us who considers Touchstone their church to contribute as much extra money as you can over the next several months so that we can get as much of this work done on the place as we possibly can before we move in. So that when we move in, it's ready to go in every sense of the word. You might want to pledge a certain amount per month over the next several months. I'm not sure how you personally want to do that and how you manage your finances in your household. I don't usually press you for money, but this is a special situation that we have, and I'm asking us to all pitch in together for the next several months in a big way. I promise that I'm not going to be talking about this all the time. This is not what the subject's going to be every Sunday from here until this is all over with. I'm not going to do that. I don't like talking about money, but I'm asking you today to help all of us out in this way. We are all going to get direct benefit from it, and soon. So it's not this lofty goal that's way out there in the future. It's going to happen real soon. So let's all of us pitch in, okay? And we're all going to be really digging it when we move in. Okay, enough about money. Coming up, there's going to be a lot of opportunity for everyone to pitch in and help with labor, too. Whether you're skilled or unskilled, there will be plenty for everyone to do. And as this kind of comes up, we'll have more detail and that kind of stuff, and, you know, so that everybody kind of knows what's going on and how they can help and when they can help and all of that. But for right now, the one thing I am asking for is if you are someone who's skilled in some area that you think might be of use on this project, everything from design, planning, to build, the whole thing, please let us know if you are willing to help out on this thing. Just write a note on the back of the bulletin tear-off and hand it in. We would really appreciate the help, especially as we begin making plans for the work to be done in the next few weeks as all of this contingency stuff is taken care of and it moves forward. We'll also try to make arrangements in the next several weeks for a site visit for everyone who wants to go over and get a closer look and kick the tires and all of that stuff, both inside and outside of the church over there. You can easily drive by even today, 5300 Madison Avenue. It's kind of between Chipotle and Labu. Okay, it's before you get to Garfield. Super easy to find. So there you go. That's what I had to share with you today, you guys. So...